Hi, well, you're listening to Cauldron FM with me, the Merlin, and I'm here on Ilfracombe Pier for the Duchenne Now Muscular Dystrophy Appeal Mass Lantern release, which is going to take place at about 9:30 this evening. It's been well patronised. There's lots and lots of people here. Dom, who I know, has raised a lot of money for this appeal, and is actually one of the fundraisers for the charity, is actually coordinating this event. I did want to try and get a word with him, but it looks like that's going to prove somewhat impossible. So hopefully later on in the proceedings I might be able to grab a few words with him. But for now, I'd just like to say that this is a great charity. The weather's holding out really, really well, and hopefully he's raised a lot of money to go towards working towards finding a cure for this terrible disease that affects lots and lots of children and adults as well, of course. So yeah, thank you for listening. This is the Merlin from Cauldron FM saying I'll catch you again very, very soon. Cheers for now. Bye bye now. Who have been raising money for KD and her helmet. So, hi guys.
Hi.
Hi, everything's been going really well. As you all know, we've done the charity event for the waxing, and that was Head Start for Babies. A grand total of £859 was raised that night. And now I've got to wait till July next year to get my plans ready for the next one. Next one's going to be bigger and better.
Bigger and better?
Bigger and better, super, without a doubt.
Really great.
We'll raise more money for Head Start for Babies.
Absolutely fantastic.
On the next occasion. So the cogs are working.
Great stuff. So, Sarah, how's KD getting on then?
Yeah, she's doing really well. She's off back to the clinic next week, so we'll know more. Her last lot of measurements are really positive.
Brilliant.
So hopefully this time they'll be even more positive.
Fantastic.
And we probably within the next couple of months we can look into removing the helmet, sorry.
That's absolutely superb. And I would like to get a little word from you, but I don't think that's going to happen, is it, KD?
No, she's not been on the bottle.
Right. Well, thanks very much, guys, for talking to me. And good luck for your next event.
Yeah.
Okay, cheers.
Cheers.
Instrumental in getting this, working together with Don to get this event to happen. So, Paul, can you tell me a little bit about your involvement with the event?
Well, my original involvement was really only to look at some of the safety issues. When it was first presented to the council, there were a number of questions about...
This is a memorial release, and we've got a list of names to read out. The main release is in 5 or 10 minutes, just a few more minutes to wait now.
The main concern that initially caused a problem was some issues of safety. So I put together myself and a fire officer, and together we worked out some risk assessment plans and some method statements so that this event could continue as safely as possible.
Fantastic. And do you think that from what you've seen so far it's been successful?
Oh, it's undoubtedly a success. It's the only...
Just a reminder, this is not the main release, this is the memorial release. Please do not join in this release.
It's undoubtedly a success, yeah. I mean, you just have to look at the numbers, you know. It's just one of the biggest events on the pier, without doubt. Unfortunately, there are question marks over the future of the event because Chinese lanterns are being banned across Europe gradually, but we'll see. You know, I mean, you know, if they're still legal next year, then there's still the opportunity to do it one more time.
Great. Well, thanks very much, Paul, for those few words.
Pleasure.
Cheers.